Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today I'm going to be cleaning out the drawers in the rear of my truck. I've got my tent open, it's springtime, it's March, so after all the winter camping that I've done, I kind of have to reset my gear, right? I need to get rid of my diesel heater, I need to repack these drawers, because when I originally built them out about 8 months ago, it was for a very specific trip to Wyoming. It was going to take 2 weeks, and I've lived with it ever since, but things are a mess in here, I can't find things, and it's a mess. So we're gonna clean these all out. So today I'm gonna be talking a little bit about seasonal cleanouts for your overlanding gear, giving you some tips and tricks on how to do this and kind of how to think about it, right? So again, everybody's gonna have slightly different gear, but I'm gonna give you some of the ideas and some thoughts to kind of keep in your mind as you're doing this so that you make sure to get the right gear in for the season, get the wrong gear out, and I'll also show you some ways to kind of store that and pack it up in this video. So this should be a good one if you are looking for storage solutions, if you're looking for ideas on how to pack and how to optimize your packing for your overlanding. So if you want to learn more about storage and optimization and switching gear from season to season, stay tuned.
Sandstorm, I fought it.
All right, so while I'm doing this, I'm going to turn this into an actual podcast. So if you're listening on the podcast, I'm going to describe everything that I'm doing, and I'm going to talk a lot about sort of theory and like why I want to take stuff out, what I want to take out, what I want to put back in, etc., so that you guys kind of get some value out of that, right? Obviously, it's about you guys. I'm trying to give you as much information as possible, share some of the things that I've learned with you. So let's start with talking about kind of what's in the drawers at any given time, why I store those things in my drawers. Again, think about your setup, think about your gear, and then how that applies, but you may have some stuff that goes in the cab of your vehicle. You may have an SUV, so everything's in the back. Maybe it's in storage containers like a Plano crate or these nice Vivor boxes that I'm going to show you here in a second to kind of take some of this stuff out of here. But just let's start with talking about what's in the drawers and why it's in the drawers and the seasonality of it. Then after we talk about kind of what goes in the drawers and what comes out at what times, we'll move on to how to move the gear and how to store the gear. Now, I have been learning this for 4 or 5 years now. I'm still not perfect at it, but I'm going to give you a few ideas based on what I've learned as far as how to kind of get things in and out, how to easily transfer it, how to keep it organized, even off season, and kind of where I store it and why. And then the last part that I will go through is sort of what I'm packing back in here, right? And the optimizations I'm going to make from the things that I've learned just this last season. So again, every single year, you're going to learn new stuff. You're going to figure out stuff that you do like, things that you don't need, things that you use a lot, and things that you don't. So again, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that and talk about what I'm putting in here and also the ways that I'm going to organize it differently than how I had done it before.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, so over in this drawer, I've got a bunch of stuff, and it's pretty heavy. So one of the things I kind of always keep in here, but they take up a ton of space, are these leveling blocks. These things are really nice. They basically work like big Legos, so they're really easy to use. You can just sort of take them out. If you need, you know, to be too tall, you can stack 2, 3, 4, whatever you need. But again, the downside to them is that they do take up a lot of space. These things tend to take a lot of space, though, regardless of the form factor of the device that you've got for leveling. So that's a decision where you kind of have to say, you know, if you live out west and you have rocks and things that you can use to stack up and sort of level your vehicle, you may not need something like this. In my case, I'm in the Midwest. There's not very much stuff that's stackable or that could be used to level a vehicle. So having these just makes it way simpler. No matter what campsite I'm at, I've got these when I need them. Now, in addition to that, I've currently got stuff that I think I would need and that I use quite a bit in the front of my drawers here. So one of those things is a cigar, portable cigar humidor. So this, I keep a cigar or two in here, a cutter, and usually a lighter, but I've also got that duplicated in my firebox. So this is my firebox here. Got some magnesium shredding, some Bigfoot bushcraft, fire plugs, a lighter, a ferro rod down in there. So I've got quite a few different ways to start fire and get a fire going. Then I've also got sort of a little see-through tote, and I like these things quite a bit. There's actually like a set of these. You get multiple of these, and I'm going to be incorporating these more going into this next year because I only really used this one. last year, but this has toilet paper in it, and then it also has trash bags. So this is pretty much everything to do with going to the restroom, that sort of thing. And so again, what I like about these bags is they're pretty budget friendly. I think I paid 20 or 30 bucks for like 8 or 10 of these. And again, they're different sizes, so you can use them for different things. You can see through the sides of them. They've got kind of a U-shaped flap on them that's got some nice quality sort of sealed up zippers on it. So if it's raining on this, it's going to somewhat protect your stuff. Obviously the mesh would let stuff through. But again, I like to keep things that are related together. So that is in the front because again, when you go camping, you're probably going to have to set up a toilet. You're probably going to have to go to the bathroom. So that's easily accessible. Another thing that I've got up here right now is a little blower. This thing I use, it's rechargeable and it's basically like a canned air alternative that's rechargeable, but I use this to start fires. You could use this to blow up air mattresses, things like that. There's a number of uses for this thing. This thing will probably actually come out because I haven't used it as much as I thought I would. Then I've got my SunnyTact flashlight here. This is just a good budget priced flashlight that puts out some pretty good light and also can take batteries or be recharged. So again, if my battery would be dead and I needed to use it in a hurry, I've got extra batteries in here plus the case for them. And it's in a waterproof box, which is nice, so I don't have to worry about it getting dust in it or water or anything like that. But then again, this is at the front, so if I need a flashlight, a bright flashlight, really quick for some reason, I can get to it pretty quickly. Then these here, this is a repurpose. This had something else in it, like a little fishing camera or something like that. But now I've taken this container and I repurposed it and I use it to hold my straps for my awning. So again, easy to reach when I get to camp and I want to set up, I can get to that right away. This is a little headlamp. Again, a lot of these things you'll notice too take batteries. So one of the other things that I'm probably gonna be switching up and trying to optimize this year is having everything that takes a battery or needs a charge in one container, one storage box, so that I can take the whole thing in, charge it before a trip, make sure everything's topped off, and then repack it really easily. But we'll get into that. And then the last thing up here in the front is I do have one of these Noco GB40 jump starters. These things are great. I actually use these things quite a bit, more so on my older truck than I do on my newer truck. But you know, if you wake up at camp and somehow you've depleted your battery, you can just literally hook this thing up to it and jumpstart your vehicle. But so that's everything that's up front in this box. All right, so moving to the back of the drawer here. As you can see, I've got quite a bit of stuff. And again, I'm just gonna really quickly explain what it is, and then later I'll show you how I'm gonna repack it. So I've got my Luno pillow in here. I love this thing, it's a great comfy pillow. Pretty small relative to like a regular full-size pillow, but still pretty big compared to like my Sea to Summit Aeros pillow, which is an inflatable pillow. Then I've got, and I didn't put it back in the bag last time, it hasn't been used, I promise, but my Turbo toilet, which is a fold flat toilet. So I'll show you this, I'm gonna put it in the bag here, but it folds down really small, doesn't take up a ton of room, and that way I always have a toilet with me when I need it. Unfortunately, they don't make these anymore, but there are some sort of similar knockoffs or even some slightly better ones now that are about the same price or less than what I paid for this. So I'll put a link in the description down below to some of those if it helps you out. All right, so that's what it looks like folded down. Comes with this nice carrying case. Even fits in there with the trash bag in it. And then basically you do your business, and when you're done, throw your trash bag away and you're good to go. Then I've got this large X-Bowl bag. This came with a kinetic rope, but I have stuffed this thing full of soft shackles, a couple of hard shackles, some gloves, a snatch block, various different pieces of recovery gear, and made this into sort of my main recovery bag. So this thing's very heavy, it's very large, but it's very important to have on you. So we'll move this out, but this will probably be going right back in. You also might notice, and you may be a little tough to see it, but I have these little flashlights over here on the side that are secured in with these straps, but they have sort of a flood pattern light to them and then a beam style light. The reason I put these here is they're kind of backup, so I always have a couple lights. I have one of these in each drawer, but also I can activate these in the drawer and turn on that flood light mode and basically light up my drawers. It's a really low-tech way to get drawer lighting in that also doubles as a flashlight if you need it. So that was kind of my thought, was let's throw these things in here, light up the drawer, and then if I need a flashlight to get around camp or something, then I've got one. Then down here, I've got my Thor's Lightning fast air up kit. This is a four tire air system. Basically you hook it up to a compressor and you hook it up to all four tires and it will air up all four of your tires at the same time. This thing's great, I've loved it. I'll put a link in the description to this as well. And then the last thing that I've got back here is my Ignec fire can. This thing is the Elite, so it's all stainless steel, no rusting. The lid is aluminum, so it's actually super light compared to their other fire can, and it's got a built-in regulator. So this thing's just great all around. If you can't have a wood fire, you can't get one going, if it's pouring down rain and you wanna open up your awning and have a fire that night, you can pop this thing out, hook it up to some propane, and you're good to go. So we'll take this out too. All right, so now that we have that drawer cleaned out, we're going to go to the other one. All right, so on this side, this is kind of more my at camp cooking stuff, food stuff, chairs, tables. This is all cooking stuff. So again, I'm going to talk you through all this stuff really quick just so you kind of know what's in here. And then we're going to take everything out and we're going to start from scratch. This bag right here, these are actually straps for my bike rack for when I take my e-bike with me. I threw these in here just to have them, but honestly, I don't really need them all the time. They should probably stay with my bike rack. So I'll probably move these out of the drawers and with the bike rack. Next, I've got some paper bowls in here. These honestly should be in a plastic bag probably, but the last time I went camping, I think I just threw them back down in here so I could get out of there early in the morning. But I like having some paper options for plates and cups and things like that because one, I forget to bring clean ones quite a bit. And two, if you've only got a couple of bowls and or plates and you get them dirty and you don't really, it's winter and you can't really wash them because water's freezing and stuff, it's nice to just have paper options so you don't have to worry about cleaning dishes. Cleaning dishes also takes a ton of water. So if you have a limited amount of water and you want to avoid wasting it on cleaning dishes, then bring some paper ones and that will solve that problem too. Then I've got my good old-fashioned Stanley cup. It's got a couple of cups down in here. You can use this just for simply boiling water is what I usually use it for things like these freeze-dried meals, which I also keep in here. I've got some Peak ones and then I've got some Mountain House ones. The Peak ones are way more tasty in my opinion, but these things are great. But then you can just boil some water, dump them in here, and you have a really quick, easy, fast meal. I always keep about 2 to 3 of those with me just to have something just in case my food would go bad or I'd forget something. I've got a backup. Got some koozies for adult beverages. I always keep a 1 pound propane tank in here. I don't like to keep a ton of these because they take up a lot of space, but I like to have one just in case I want to cook easily without hooking up to my 5 pound propane tank. So I always have kind of one of these used ones with me. Then I've got a couple of things of canned food. So I've got some, you know, chunky sort of soups. I've got a can of my favorite Wolf brand chili. This stuff is delicious, really easy to make. I've got a backup sort of manual can opener. This thing actually folds out and you can use this to open a can. It's the slowest, kind of most painful process possible, but it's better than nothing. And it's a backup to my other fancy can opener, this Joseph one that I've got. It's not really that fancy, but it's just way easier to use. Then I've got some hand sanitizer, so if I get filthy dirty or get something gross on me, I can use this stuff to clean my hands really quick before cooking. And then I've got my Jetboil Base Camp. This has a pot and a pan, good-sized pots and pans, my regulator, and then my Jetboil and all the stuff that I need for that. So this is basically my entire stove set up right there. And that'll do it for the front here. So then as we move to the back, I've got my Helinox folding chair here. I've got my Helinox folding tactical table here, which is really nice. This is my seat warmer for my Helinox chair. But again, moving out of fall, winter, and into spring, summer, this can probably come out. I've got this cup that needs to go back in here, but again, because of how I have this set up currently, it's a pain in the butt. This thing, this rigid box is awesome, and I love it. And there's a ton of ways to organize your stuff in here, and this cup fits right down in there. But to open it in the drawers is kind of a pain because it runs up against the wall here. It's just not ideal. So you kind of have to take this whole thing out. If you want to get one cup out of here or one piece of silverware, you have to take this entire box out. Then you've got other stuff that I've got stacked in here that kind of falls over it. So you have to move that back out of the way. So again, we're going to be rethinking about how we store this stuff later in this video. And then the last few things here, I've got this little Last US Bags bag here. This has like cleanliness stuff. So it has dude wipes. It's got dude wipes. It's got some camp soap. And honestly, this camp soap is leaking a little bit, so I probably ought to put this in a Ziploc bag. That's another little tip. If you've got liquids and you don't want to mess with them leaking, then you should put them in a Ziploc bag because these are disgusting. So now I'm going to have to clean out this whole bag and get these things put in Ziploc bags, but lesson learned. Then I've got this tool roll, the Sirocco. I did a video overview of this and kind of all that comes in this. I'll put a card up here to that, but this thing's actually really awesome for a budget price. It just has a ton of different wrenches in it. A ratcheting head, standard and metric wrenches. But so I always have this with me just in case I would need to do some work on the truck or fix something or something comes loose. Then I've got this Last US Bags bag that I've had for a while, which has, you know, things like paracord, bungee cords, just like any sort of stuff that I might need around camp, but I don't need that often, but I like to have as a backup. Then I've got a little mini breaker bar. I'll put a link in the description to this thing too. This thing's great. It's very inexpensive, 20, 30 bucks, I think. But if I needed to remove lug nuts or something and didn't have my stock tools or lost them or something, I've got that as a backup. And then I've also got these Sirocco tools here, which are basically impact sockets. So sometimes I will carry like a battery powered 20 volt impact with me. And if I do, then I've got these impact sockets. So again, changing out lug nuts, fixing stuff on suspension. I've got some tools to help me make that a little bit easier on the trail. But that'll do it for the drawers. That's all that's in there. We're going to clean out these other drawers. Then we're going to talk a little bit about storing things off season and the different methods that I use to store gear like this when I take it out of the truck. In the second part of this, I'm going to talk a little bit about storage options and things that I use to kind of move my gear in and out with seasonality. I use Plano crates quite a bit, the big like 108 quarts. I'll put a link in the description down below to those. They're very inexpensive. They're essentially waterproof. They're not like sealed, so you could get some dust and stuff in there. I've never really had problems with that. You could also add a seal, but for about 20 to 30 bucks a piece when they're on sale, they're actually really have a ton of capacity and they're really nice waterproof boxes you can just throw in the back of your truck. But I recently picked up these Vivor collapsible boxes. And I'm going to show these to you. I'm going to use these as a way to sort of temporarily transfer all my gear out of the drawers just so I can clean the drawers. I can sort of put everything on a table in front of me inside, figure out what I want to put back in for spring, summer, and then fall camping, and then what I'll swap out next year for winter. These also allow me to then store these easily on a shelf in my basement, so that's where I'm going to put them. But let's talk a little bit about this box. But so let me show you how this box works. Again, if you're on the podcast, it's basically a collapsible flat plastic box with a lid. You lift up on the sides of it here, and as you do that, you'll see it kind of just opens itself up, the ends pop out there, and then you've got a really nice size box. Now, one thing to keep in mind is these do have open handles on the end, so it's not waterproof, so you wouldn't want to use this to like put stuff that's sensitive into it and then put it in the back of your truck, for example, because it will get wet. But what I use these for, again, is just temporary storage and like off-season storage. So they're flat when I don't need them. I can throw five of these on a shelf and they'll stack up to, you know, 8 inches tall. But when you need them, then they pop back out and you've got a ton of space here. So what I'm gonna do again is I'm gonna take all the stuff that I've got in this drawer right now. I'm gonna put it into this box. I'm gonna use it to shift it into my house. And then in there, we'll do our organization. I wanted to show you, this is one of those Plano crates that I mentioned earlier. It's, again, it's massive. It's really long. So if you had things like folding chairs and things like that, a lot of those will fit in here. My Helinox chair will fit in here. So because of the length of it and the size of it and the height of it, it gives you a ton of storage room. And then historically, I've used just one set of bins and then I've swapped my spring, summer stuff into these bins and pulled my winter stuff out. But what I've found over the years is that that gets really confusing. It's a pain in the butt. I'll forget something. I'll leave something in here that I do need for the summer that was in there for the winter, or, you know, vice versa. And then I forget stuff. So what I've kind of gone to, and that's why I had those Vivor boxes that I showed you too, is I'm starting to mark stuff for the season. So like this is going to be like my winter camping box and maybe like bedding or something like that. And I can put my colder temperature sleeping bags in here. I can put my heated blankets. I can put my wool blankets. I can put that kind of stuff in this container. And I just always know what's in here. I always know where it goes. And then I've got a bunch of shelves in my basement. And basically what I'll do is I'm going to swap them in and out. So I've got maybe 6 shelves total that I can use. I'm going to put all my winter stuff down there. And then all I have to do is take the other bins out. So again, instead of unpacking and repacking bins every season, I'm gonna have dedicated bins per season, go downstairs, swap out the winter ones for the summer ones, and vice versa at the different seasons. So that's kind of my thought, my theory on how to store this stuff. Again, you have to have that room, right? If you're in a smaller apartment or a smaller home or something like that and you don't have room for that, you may be able to use a garage. If you don't have that, then you may have to do like a one-for-one swap where you just have half the number of bins and you take the things out when the season ends and put the old stuff in. But again, be thoughtful about the gear that you buy too. Make sure that you're buying stuff that will fit into these bins. Like you don't wanna buy huge, huge folding chairs, for example, and then not have a place to store them. So be thinking about what you're gonna put in these, when you're gonna put them in there, how much stuff you're gonna put in there. And you sort of have to do some calculations or, you know, test fit stuff into here to make sure that it's gonna fit. But once you get it, again, especially if you can do dedicated bins, once you get it figured out, it's a piece of cake. Everything has a place. It's kind of like organizing tools in your garage, right? Once everything has its own place, then it makes it way easier to swap gear out for the different seasons. All right, guys, so as you can see, I've got everything inside. That's the nice thing about using the bins, is that it just makes transporting stuff way easier, right? Because of how much stuff is in that drawer, if I had to actually carry all these things back and forth, it'd be kind of a pain in the butt. So again, just having these for storage makes it easier for you to find stuff later on when you go back to the season that you pulled this stuff out from. And also just transporting it back and forth between your vehicle. Obviously, the bins are going to make that easier. Now, these are pretty budget priced. I'm not sure the exact price on these Vivor, but I think they come in a 3-pack, and I'll put a link in the description down below, but I think it's like 40 or 50 bucks for three of them. So it's actually very reasonably priced, and the fact that they fold flat is really nice too, because again, when you're not using them, you can fold them flat. I plan to keep one of these probably in my truck so that when I get to camp, if I want to take my chair, my table, all that stuff from the truck over to, say, the fire pit, then I can fold this thing out from flat. It takes up very little room. Throw all my stuff in it, transport my gear, unload it, and again, just make things easier on myself and save me some time. But again, once you get these things inside, this is the beauty of this whole setup, is now I can prioritize what I need for spring and summer. I've cleaned out my drawers. Everything is ready to go and have new stuff put back in it. But then I can prioritize what I need to keep. I can take out the stuff that I don't. I can store it in my basement on a shelf in one of these bins. And then you're set for the next season of camping. You've got maybe 6 to 8 months of good camping where you don't really have to worry about it too much. And then when you go to the next season, it'll be a lot easier to find your gear and a lot easier to get it reintroduced into your rig. So I'm gonna go through all this gear now. And then at the end, I'm gonna kind of show you what I'm putting back into the truck when we get back out there.
So one of the things that I have struggled with from an organizational standpoint, as you probably saw when I was unpacking these drawers, is that I've managed to get a lot of things into hard cases, like, you know, cigar stuff or my straps for my awning or my fire starting stuff, my flashlight, that sort of thing, right? So all these things are in these little cases. But as you just saw, you have to take out 5, 6, 7, 8 little cases. If the one that I want's on the bottom, then that's kind of a pain in the butt. You got to dig through stuff. Stuff's falling over when the truck is moving. If you're off-roading, you never know what's going to happen. You know, you open up those drawers and things are all over the place. So one of the solutions that I found for that was, I'm really a fan of these sort of fold flat containers. I actually got these off Temu. They've got similar ones on Amazon too, if you don't want to wait a month. But they're very inexpensive, and they basically work like those big Vivor ones, where as you stand them up, a little difficult to do this one-handed, but where as you stand them up, then these sides kind of click into place, and then you've got essentially like a little tiny shopping basket from your local grocery store, right? But what I like about these, and what I kind of plan to do with them, is again, if I don't need them, fold them flat, stand them up on the sides out of the way, that sort of thing. But then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a bunch of these little smaller boxes in here. And I'm going to try and prioritize them based on how often I need them, right? So, like, I don't use my straps for my awning all that often because I don't really set it up all the time, only if the weather's inclement or there's a ton of sun or something like that. But most of the time, I don't even mess with it. So those will go towards the bottom, right? But then if I can add all this stuff in on top and just use these little boxes to hold 3 or 4 of these smaller cases, then they aren't going to roll around in the back of the thing. I have little handles, so if I want to just take the whole thing out of the drawers and move it over to like a table at camp, I can do that. But so again, just getting organized and figuring out what you have and how best to sort of situate it and prioritize what's on top will save you a ton of time, and it'll make your camping experience a lot better, because then you're not so worried about finding stuff, you're not worried about forgetting things. And again, be conscious of stuff that needs to be charged. So like my headlamp here, I'm going to put that on the very top, right? Because I want to know that. I may even dedicate one of these bins to all my electronics. So that, the flashlight, right? So I can put that stuff all in one bin when I get home from a trip, grab this stuff, bring it in, charge everything up, take the bin back out, slot it back into the truck, and you're ready for your next trip. I do the same thing with dishes and things like that. So if you have dirty dishes, I bring all those in after a trip. I clean them all and then I put them back out. I put everything back where it goes. And that way I don't have to worry about forgetting dishes or electronics or that sort of thing. That's one of the biggest problems I've had in the last few years, is just forgetting stuff.
All right, so it's time to get this wrapped up. I'm going to get the drawers are all cleaned out. I'm going to get them refilled with stuff. I'm going to talk. It's springtime, so this is going to be like spring, summer stuff. You saw everything that was in there for the winter. So now I'm going to be swapping out to spring stuff. So I'll show you, there's actually not that much that changes. There are just some things that you don't deal with bugs in winter, for example. So I have bug spray, that sort of thing. So again, I'm going to show you how I'm going to put everything back in here. But again, rather than just being thrown in here with 20 different tiny containers, now I've organized it a little bit more. So again, I'll explain how I did that and what exactly it's going to look like in here. So if you're listening on the podcast, you still understand. And let's walk through that. Now I've taken, this is the toilet paper and the trash bags container. I've added in my inflatable air mattress FlexTail 2. It's a little inflatable like air mattress pillow pump. It's just really handy, but especially in the summer and stuff, I'm going to need that thing to inflate and deflate the mattress. I do carry this year round, but I just got it. It's brand new. So I'm adding that. And then in the bottom here, these are my straps for my awning. And then those are my tie down ropes. So if it gets super windy, there are ropes in here that I can use to tie down the awning. In the winter, I don't really deal with that so much, but in the summer, sometimes in spring and summer, it can be a little stormy here. So I'm adding those back in. I will also put
They're charging right now, but I will also put my headlamp down in here and my flashlight probably right on top of here. But again, then this little basket just allows me to keep everything together, and then I'm going to put that right down in the drawer. And I did check it and measure it, and it fits just perfect in there. So as you can see, that thing just fits right down in there, but then if I need to get to it, pop up the little handles, lift it straight out, and you get access to all the stuff that you need. But again, most of the stuff I'm gonna need is gonna be this pump when I get to camp to air up my air mattress, and toilet paper slash trash bags, right? So I've got all that stuff right on top there, and then if I'm gonna do the awning too, then I can get to that later. All right, so then in this other basket, I have got my 1 pound propane tank in here, I've got my Stanley in here, and I've actually got plenty of extra room, but then this is my firebox. So this is all my fire stuff, just gonna be really easy to access down in here. And as a matter of fact, I may, even though it's a little unwieldy, I may lay the Stanley down in there and then see if I can't stand this up. So I'll do something like that just so that I can get access to everything, but then that's gonna go over on this side. So starting to fill up the back of this drawer, I try and keep most of the weight in the back because when you move it to the front, it does make the drawer a little bit heavier and tougher to get out. So I'm gonna put my recovery gear in here. Now this bag does just barely fit lengthwise in the drawer, so I'm going to put it in the very back all the way across there. And I am going to keep the Ignik fire pit in here as well. I'm just going to put that right up against it there. This is that new jump starter. Because it's taller, I'm going to stand it up right there to take the maximum advantage of the space that I can. If you're curious about the drawer systems too, I'll put a link in the description down below. And if you're on YouTube, I'll put a card up here. I built these myself for about $200-$250 total. There's two drawers. They're massive, they hold a ton of gear, and it's really been a game changer for the last year or so on all these trips I've gone on because it gives me so much dedicated storage. It's waterproof and it's worked out really well. Now, another thing that I am adding to the kit that came out for winter is sort of my bug spray setup. Now, this thing here is an electrical bug killer, bug zapper. It's awesome. Actually, it works really well, and it was about $30. So I did a video on this. I'll put a link in the description to that too if you want to check that out. But $30 kills all the bugs around you. You put it on a like a table near you, and it will kill the bugs. It also functions as a light, so you can use it as a nightlight. Then I've got some bug spray in here, and I've got some citronella candles. And so basically anything to do with bugs, bug repellent, that kind of thing is in this bag. Now, it's kind of taller. I don't use it necessarily every trip. I'm kind of wondering if I can squeeze it on top. It looks like no. So for now, I'm just going to put this down on the bottom over here in front of the jump starter to kind of keep that from moving. Now, because we did put these bins up here in the front, I've lost that space where I had the leveling blocks earlier. So I'm going to put those back here right in front of the fire pit so that those have a spot. So now to take advantage of kind of the extra room that I've got here and the stackability, again, on the bottom here is my bug spray stuff, right? So I'm gonna use that most of the time during the spring and summer when I get to camp. However, at the same time, I'm also always gonna set up my tent, which means I'm gonna have to throw my pillow up there. This thing is dense, it's bulky, it's kind of big. So if I can use this extra space on top here to put that in there, and I know I'm gonna take this out every time so I can access my bug spray, then that's a good use of space here for that. And we've still got room down in front here and some in the middle here. So I've gotta figure out something to go in there. This bag right here is another one of those bags similar to the ones that I showed you earlier for like the toilet paper and stuff. Again, like I mentioned, there'll be a link in the description to this sort of set of these things, but this is a bigger one. And what I did with this one was I put some, all those canned goods in here. All of my freeze-dried meals are in here. I think I've got some hand sanitizer in there, and my can openers are in here too. So you've got all your canned goods, all your freeze-dried stuff, and all your can openers in here, all in one place. But I don't use this every trip. If I'm not cooking something fancy or it's cold in the winter, a lot of times I'll use these, or if I just forget food, these are more of a backup. So those fit right in front of the leveling blocks, which I don't necessarily use every time either. So again, a lot of this stuff is recovery stuff, portable fire pit if I need it, jump starter if I need it. The bug spray and the pillow are the two that I'm really gonna use, and those are gonna take up the bulk of the room but be the easiest to remove also. Now I'm also gonna squeeze in the back this bag that I showed you previously that just has bungees and paracord and that sort of thing. Again, this is something I don't use very often, but if I was throwing something in the back of my truck and I needed to bungee it down, I can grab these. I have access to them, but for now, they're just gonna kind of live their lives back here out of the way, just taking up as little room as possible and not blocking anything that I'm gonna get to frequently. So that'll pretty much do it for this drawer. I feel like we actually got more stuff in this drawer this time than we did last time, but if you look up here, it's actually pretty open. There's actually quite a bit of space. There's extra space down in here. So if I have anything that I need to throw in here, I can throw it in there. But again, these bins are very easily accessible, and make sure that my latch doesn't get caught on anything in here. That is one thing. If you have open latches on the inside of your drawers, you want to make sure that it's not going to hit your gear and prevent you from opening the drawer. So my latches are secure. My latches are clear. Everything in here is clear. And I've still got a ton of room. So let's see how we're going to do the other drawer. All right. So now we're on the passenger side. And what I'm going to do with this side is I'm going to try and do everything sitting, toilet, air compressor, that stuff in this side, and tools. And then I'm going to put my kitchen stuff, but I'm going to put it on top. So again, I've had trouble with the rigid box having all my kitchen stuff in it and not being able to really open it in here. But honestly, I just need to not be lazy. When I get to camp, that needs to move to my tailgate so that I'm ready to cook. I don't cook all the time either, so that's part of it, but I need to cook more. I like to have good food when I'm out at camp. So if I put that on top, then I'll just know that I have to take that out. It's also waterproof and sealed up, so if it happened to get poured on or snowed on, it's not going to hurt anything, rained on in the summer. But I'm going to have that on top so I can easily access it, and then I can get to this other stuff. So like, I don't use my air up and air down stuff very often, but I want to have it in here so that if I need it, I've got it. So let's start with the tools. So we've got our impact sockets that are nice and small. They fit right into the back there. Then we've got our ratcheting wrenches here off to the side. Breaker bar, mini breaker bar right beside that. Then the next least used thing is going to be my Thor's Lightning 4-air tire kit. It's big, it's kind of unwieldy, but it fits just perfect there next to those tools. So I'm going to put it there. Then I'm gonna put the toilet right in front of that and kind of squish this down a little bit so that it's as compressed as possible. Again, I don't always use the toilet, but if I need it, I've got it. It doesn't take up a ton of room and it's flat. So if I put that down there and then I put my kitchen stuff on top of it, that would be ideal. Now, another new thing that I'm introducing for summer is I've got this wash basin. So it's basically a fold out sort of sink, if you will, but it's also got drain holes in the bottom so that you can dry things. You can use this as a drying rack, you can use it to wash stuff. So I use this just to kind of clean dishes and then set them to the side and let them dry. Same with silverware and stuff when I'm camping. But in the winter, it's too cold to do that generally, so I just bring everything home and wash it after the trip. In the summer though, it's more likely I'll be doing dishes, so I want to have this drying rack slash wash bin. So I'm going to try and put this up front here. I'm going to put my jet boil on top of that because I've got the room there. So it doesn't actually take up any more room, it just pushes the jet boil up a little bit. Then I'm gonna take my full kitchen, and I didn't open this up earlier, but I'll show you if you're watching on YouTube here. This has all my stuff in it. I put my bowls in here, I've got that cup, I've got tiny knives, I've got measuring cups, I've got microfiber cloths, lighters, seasonings, hand sanitizer, toothbrush, Listerine, deodorant, salt and pepper. I've got this thing here, this little baggie is a line that you can hang with some carabiners between a couple of trees, and you can use that to dry stuff. So that is a little redundancy, or you could use it for clothes, things like that. But again, this seals up, totally waterproof. It's got nice handles on the side. So I'm just gonna take this and set it right in there on top of the toilet and the air compressor hoses. Then we've got our long Helinox chair, which will go right down there beside it. We've got our shorter Helinox table, which will sit right on top there. Got these koozies for if I want to have some adult beverages. Those are going to go right in there. But again, we got rid of our 1-pound propane tank. We got rid of our Stanley cup. That is in the other drawer, taking up even less room because of the organization. So this is pretty much everything that was in here, just reorganized in a smarter, better way. And now I've got extra room for extra gear as I add it going into summer. It's also a place to throw stuff on when you're finishing up a trip, so then I can unload it when I get home. So as you can see, everything is way more compact now. Everything is way smarter in the way that I've organized it. When I get to camp, I can take my table and my chair out really quick. As soon as I do that, that gives me access to my kitchen stuff, which I can move to the tailgate. Then if I need to set up my toilet, I can do that. If I need to air up or air down my tires, that's the only thing that I'm going to be a little inconvenienced on. But again, I don't do that much. If I was going on a trip where I knew I was going to be airing down and airing up a lot, I'd probably just go ahead and pull that out and throw it in my passenger's floorboard. But for now, just to have it, just in case I need it, I'm going to leave it on the bottom of this drawer. All right, guys, so I know that was a long one. Again, I'm in the process of sort of swapping out my drawers and getting ready for spring and summer. So I wanted to kind of share that with you guys and also make it into kind of a podcast so that if you're listening and not necessarily watching, you can still get some value and hear some tips and tricks for how to set up your stuff and swap gear in and out as the seasons change. So I hope that was helpful for you. If it was and you're on YouTube, hit that like button. If you're listening on the podcast, go leave a 5-star review if you don't mind. It helps a ton, and feedback is always great. So if you have any feedback on it, I'd love to hear from you guys. Just drop that on whichever podcast channel you happen to listen on. Also, in the description below will be links to all the stuff that I talked about in this video. So again, if you're looking for anything like storage containers or D-rings or anything like that, there's going to be a ton of links in the description down below to help you find that as easy as possible. Also in the description will be links to all my social channels. So Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, all over the place. Wherever you want to come hang out, I'd love to have you. There's also a link to my website where I've got funny overlanding camping themed patches and stickers. So definitely check that out. Things like I hate people so I camp, or F people, let's go overlanding. So there's some funny ones in there. There's some slightly adult ones as well. But if you're interested in that stuff, check that out. And then, of course, if you are on YouTube, I'm trying a new thing, which is the join button down below. It's just sort of a way to support the channel. No pressure whatsoever. But if you are enjoying the content, you want a way to get early access to the content and a way to support the channel, that's a really easy way to do it. And then last but not least, there is a link to my Patreon page where we've got a 24/7 Discord. We chat all the time about our rigs and our gear and stuff. It's a ton of fun. We're taking a couple trips per year and starting to set those up starting in 2024. So now is the time to get into the Patreon. And then there's also a link to the Newbie Overlanders group. Totally free to join. It's on Facebook. Tons of awesome members, different from the big groups where there's no bullying. We're not letting people in that are just going to, you know, crap on everyone. So if you're looking for a supportive place to kind of start learning about overlanding, that'd be a good place to start. So again, I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope it was interesting. And if you're not already subscribed on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button, add it to your favorites on your podcast channel of choice, and we'll see you guys next week.